This week, high school seniors around the country are finding out whether they've been accepted early decision to their top college picks. And the results are already in for some schools. The University of Pennsylvania accepted 24% of the almost 5,500 students who applied early decision to the class of 2019. Brown admitted 20% of their early decision applicants. Joining us now to talk about this and more is Lisa Maselli, Director of College Counseling at My Old High School, the University of Illinois Laboratory High School in Urbana, Illinois. She's with us from WILL. And Lisa, some kids accepted, some rejected, some deferred. What do you tell those students?
First of all, A, it's not a denial. Jeremy, they deny a lot of kids in this first round. So when they actually get deferred, I talk with students all the time and say, look, this is not a politically correct denial. They want to reread you. They want to see mid-year grades. They want to see how your grades look from fall semester, extracurriculars, awards and honors. So now's their time to actually realize, wait a minute, I'm being read a second time.
Does that mean that you should call them up and try to give yourself an edge?
Reasonably. Not stalking the admissions office. So definitely, I like to talk with my students about maybe a deferral letter. Do you know how many people get actually a little insulted by this and say, forget it. If they don't want me, I don't want them anymore. Well, whoa, whoa, whoa. You were obviously ready to marry this college. And now because you're deferred, you all of a sudden have an attitude that you don't want to proceed any further when you weren't denied. So I always talk with students about reach out to the admissions counselor. If that love for that school is unwavering, and you say, look, I'm honored to still be considered. I'd love to give you extra materials if you take them. Follow their directives. You never want to be an applicant who shows you can't read. So if they say, don't send us extra letters, I'm constantly telling students, don't send extra letters. It's in black and white. They don't want them. But I do think they need to reach out.
And it's also an opportunity to apply to other schools that you maybe didn't apply to at first because you knew that it was a binding decision. If they did admit you, you had to go there. But now, maybe branch out.
Yep. And hopefully, if students did this the right way, they were building a list of schools that fit their criteria, fit their happiness quotient, but also had a variety of chances for admission. So when a student comes in and says, I got deferred from my early pool, I say, that's okay. You're going to be read a second time. Remember, you built this great list of 6 to 8 schools that we know you've got some likelies in there. You've got some targets in there. We're going to move forward. We're going to stay positive. And you're going to realize you're going to be read a second time and hear again from them in March or April.
What do you tell students about how many schools they should be applying to?
I say 6 to 8. Now, do I have some students who get into the double digits? Yes. I actually fear that when they get too high, it's kind of causing them to just apply and think that if they throw darts, they're going to hit something eventually. So if they do it the right way, Jeremy, and they put themselves first, forget about the name of the school. Think about what you need to be happy, what criteria. And you also look at the admissions trends. And I manage, which a lot of high school counselors do across the nation, whether it's through Naviance or their own database, I manage the data from our schools and what the outcomes have been. So it's a very simple activity for me to sit with a family and show them, okay, these look likely for you. Do you understand these are reach schools? These are in your target category. And if you do that the right way, 6 to 8 should be more than enough.
And you have talked to us before about the fact that maybe the schools that your parents remember as being great schools are not the great schools of today, and that maybe the student, if they see a fit at a particular college or university, they might be right even if their parents are like, why are you going to go there?
Yeah, I often feel that my job is to educate parents especially about the multitude of options out there. And I think because we're a busy society, I know keeping up with my own work emails and personal emails is a chore. Now add in a busy senior, the easiest thing that they tend to grab to are sometimes those ranking books because, I mean, all they know is quality of education must be ranked. And I could argue that is not true. Some of those schools won't fit students the best. So if they open up their mind, there are so many schools out there that parents will even have to say, I never heard of that school. Where's that located? And if they keep an open mind, that could be a wonderful option for their senior.
Although it might come at a significant cost, as we know, and as we've talked about, college costs have been going up and up and up. I know there are some financial aid deadlines that are coming up right now. What would you recommend for families trying to navigate that financial aid process?
I have to say, we talk all the time about how hard it is to get into schools. But the sad part that often happens are the students who get into their dream schools and they can't afford to go. So to make sure that you're building your college list, we talk all the time about admissions trends and are you building it right for admissions? But you also have to think about that financial safety school. Where might you be able to afford even if the most aid didn't come through to you? So I advocate, Jeremy, that students start right away, families especially. I think parents have to take the lead on this. Use those net price calculators that are on the college's websites. Never assume that you won't qualify. I used to work in financial aid prior to being a high school college counselor, and the number of families who would just assume they wouldn't qualify and fill out no forms, and then God forbid something happened. A parent loses a job, someone gets sick. They can't even get an emergency loan because they've never filed the FAFSA.
Hmm.
So I always tell families, colleges are working extremely hard to make college affordable for families. And if they don't take advantage of these tools and do their homework early, they could miss out.
And when you say FAFSA, by the way, you're talking about the Free Application for Federal Student Aid.
Yes, and that form is required at all schools. So if you want to be considered for any federal monies, you have to fill out the FAFSA. There is a form called the Profile Form, the CSS Profile, and that is only for a certain group of schools. That's through the College Board. And then there can be an institutional form. A student is considering X school, they go onto the school's website, and now it says download this form and complete. So I tell families you could actually end up needing three forms to complete.
Which brings us to the bigger point here that I really want to ask you about, which is this is really a stressful thing to go through. It's a lot of work. You're applying to a lot of schools. You've got to write all these different essays. You're trying to get all these deadlines in while also trying to keep a good GPA at school and maybe do all your extracurricular activities. What do you tell families about navigating through that process and not going crazy doing it?
I am on the joy train these days. I'm really trying to help students and families realize that this can be a joyful process. It's about self-reflection. It's about dreaming of the student's life after high school. And actually, one of the things that I started doing back in 2000, it was when Survivor, that reality game show, aired in the United States. I started a theme with my seniors, and I said, how do you move from surviving to thriving? And I actually give them a tiny little birthday candle, you know, 10 cents from a store. And each senior gets a candle, and I say to them, celebrate every milestone, every step in this process. You create your Common App, you have a password, woo, celebrate. That's awesome. That's step one. You write a thank you note to your teacher for writing a letter of recommendation for you, celebrate. Those are all wonderful things to remember that every step of this journey should be celebrated. You complete the net price calculator with your family. Celebrate it. Light the candle. Realize that all of these little steps are all about the bigger picture. And I think so many times they get overwhelmed. It's like trying to swallow an orange whole without peeling it or breaking it into pieces.
Lisa Maselli, Director of College Counseling at the University of Illinois Laboratory High School in Urbana, Illinois. Lisa, thanks as always and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too, Jeremy. Thank you.